Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. Trust in your money and down you go, but the godly flourish like leaves in spring. We hear a lot about money in the book of Proverbs. In many ways, the writer speaks very positively about it. The acquisition of money is often seen as a sign of God's blessing, and he encourages his readers to work hard so that they'll get more of it. But he was also keen to put money in its place. If money shapes our lives, we have missed the point completely. The only one we should trust is the Lord himself. We can lean on him and know that he will always be faithful and true. By way of contrast, money is temporary and should never control our lives. It's a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. This teaching poses a great challenge to our society, which is obsessed with money, isn't it? Bishop J.C. Ryle summarized the problem well when he wrote, "Nothing, I'm sure, has such a tendency to quench the fire of religion as the possession of money. Money feeds arrogance and a feeling of self-satisfaction which pushes God away." Jesus was acutely conscious of this and spoke so bluntly on the subject that he shocked his disciples. Having told the rich young ruler that he needed to give his money to the poor, Jesus concluded, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." He went on to say, "It is easier for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Whether he had a little sewing needle in mind or the little gate that led into the city, the point is the same. The key question is, where have you placed your trust? Do you look at your bank balance and possessions and believe that you'll be safe for time and eternity? If so, you are seriously mistaken. They simply cannot give you that security. But if you place your trust in God, you can look to the future with confidence. Now let me ask you a question. Take some time to think about this question. Where, in all honesty, have you placed your trust? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, forgive us for those times when we've misunderstood the importance of money. Help us to place our trust in you and in you alone. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.